Hello and welcome to the Money Marketing Podcast, and welcome to this special series of Weekend Essay Podcasts. Join us as we delve into the personal narratives of our editorial team, exploring the intersection of life experiences and financial advice. From triumphs to setbacks, each episode offers a candid glimpse into the journeys that shape our perspectives on money management. Get ready to uncover the human side of finance as we share our stories, insights, and lessons learned along the way. Welcome to the Weekend Essays on the Money Marketing Podcast.
Weekend Essay, dead unhappy. What's the price of bad taste? 2 weeks ago, fintech disruptor Dead Happy announced that it was shutting its doors to new customers. The firm took the unusual step after its insurance partners pulled the rug, following a disastrous advertising campaign. In a statement, Dead Happy said, "Our insurance partners have told us we can't accept new life insurance customers at the moment. We wish it was different. We believe it should be different. But unfortunately, not everyone agrees." End of quote. The grim news sounded like last rites. Dead Happy bites the dust, the obituary headline reads. If this is it, then it's a sad end for a company which has set out to change consumer attitudes towards death. Dead Happy was established in 2013 with the aim of disrupting the traditional broker model with a simpler online experience for consumers. Its product offering focused solely on term life insurance with a maximum payout of £350,000. It is a simple protection proposition. However, the marketing of its proposition was anything but simple. In fact, this was its most potent weapon to get the attention of underserved demographics. Its provocative and shocking life insurance adverts gain it national fame or infamy, depending on who you speak to. Taglines such as "life insurance to die for" and "please die responsibly" became national buzzwords. It was truly an innovator and a breath of fresh air in an industry replete with dull and boring adverts. However, Dead Happy's approach to marketing divided opinions. It was loved and loathed in equal measures. For a long while, it had people thinking and talking about an issue that most people don't want to talk about or think about, death. As a result, the firm's brand recognition and footfall rose. Its advertising campaigns were lauded as smart and quirky, the dreams of marketing executives and online copywriters. But in the era of social media and cancel culture, Dead Happy was dancing precariously on the cliff edge of oblivion. It pushed the boundaries of good taste and in the process courted national controversy. In September 2019, the firm was reprimanded by the Advertising Standards Authority, ASA, for an advert it deemed offensive. ASA ruled that the advert, which featured an image of a man leaning his head against a wall with a strap line, "life insurance to die for," trivialized suicide. The ad was banned. Last year, Dead Happy ran its most shocking social media ad campaign, featuring the serial killer Harold Shipman, with the tagline, "because you never know who your doctor might be." The ad caused uproar and led to a flurry of complaints to the ASA. Again, the ASA banned the advert for violating the Committee of Advertising Practice Code. In a statement, the ASA said, "The Committee of Advertising Practice Code stated that marketing communications must be prepared with a sense of responsibility to consumers and to society. They must not contain anything likely to cause serious or widespread offense or incorporate a shocking claim or image merely to attract attention." The ads contain an image of the serial murderer Harold Shipman, a British doctor who is estimated to have murdered between 250 and 260 of his patients. We considered that the image of Shipman would be instantly recognizable to many people. The Harold Shipman ad was a red line for Dead Happy's insurance partners. Shepherd's Friendly, which provides insurance coverage for Dead Happy, also reprimanded it for the distasteful adverts and said it was investigating the matter further. Last month, it revealed that it was severing ties with Dead Happy. In a statement, Shepherd Friendly said it will no longer take on any business as Dead Happy's underwriter. It clarified that this does not affect Dead Happy's customers where Shepherd Friendly is the underwriter. For many brokers, the closure of Dead Happy was sad but not surprising. Ronald Mitchell, director at Chowin Private Clients, said it looks like the final nail in the coffin for Dead Happy, and without their suppliers, their business is buried. Chase Mortgage's founder, Bob Singh, added, the closure of Dead Happy, while sad for the employees, is a lesson to all business owners who fail to recognize the fine line between humor and bad taste in their advertising or branding. We are no longer living in the 80s, but in a world that is sensitive to such hurtful and insensitive campaign. It remains to be seen if the advertising agency behind this campaign also dies a death. Release Freedom broker and director Simon Brigland said, with Maverick Advertising, Dead Happy have proved that pushing the boundaries of decency too far will be fatal to any business. Consumers voice their anger very clearly in the short space of time that the business had a pulse. Now that their insurance partners have distanced themselves by demanding a stop to new business, Dead Happy are the ones flatlining. It is worth pointing out that the firm has not lost its sense of humor. Its new tagline is Dead Unhappy. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of our weekend essay series. We do hope that you enjoyed it. Please do keep up to date with all our new releases via Podbean, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and everywhere else you get your podcasts from. You can also keep up to date with all our new content published on the Money Marketing website, as well as our print edition Money Marketing magazine, so make sure to subscribe. Follow us on Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads. See you next time.